Hi, can I speak to Mr. Steele, please?
Yes.
Hi, Paul. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal, which is the legal team helping you with your social media. That's case, Paul.
All right, I could use a better speaker. Yeah.
Sorry.
She's a little better speaker, isn't it?
So you just call speak to Ben. Yeah, Ben's a part of our customer care team. He gets you to a certain point where you get your, you know, your IDs, which you have got your cell phone card, and I've got your landlord safety certificate, yeah. He gets you to that point, then he hands you over to me, and I'm part of what's called the investigation team. The investigation team, for what we do is we write you guys to social services and gathers your evidence for you. And present that to you, the Scottish Regis team, Mr. Steele, is okay?
Right.
Okay, can I have 10 minutes to have a chat with Mick Paul about your case before I can progress onto the next stage?
Hi, of course.
Perfect. Just so you know, Paul, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. I said earlier, Paul, my name's Michael. I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. Not only am I going to write to the Education Authority and the Social Services of the Vale School up in Arbroath.
That didn't exist anywhere.
But the Social Services or the Education Authority and also National Records Scotland, Vale of Morecambe, Vale of
Five Council.
Yeah, Five Council. It's also trying to get to understand you, Paul, as well, since your time in care. Obviously you faced a lot of trauma as a child. How that had an effect on you as an adult with stuff like, in obviously, like evidence. Being diagnosed with, depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of issues with alcohol or substances, Paul.
I don't like the drugs.
Sorry?
Drug abuse, no, I don't like.
You suffered with.
My teenage life was a servant or parent. And the only time I've ever mentioned that is about you, right? I had a meeting with my son's social worker, and social worker was mostly there.
Yeah.
And she said to me, she said, Paul, I'm investigating sexual abuse in that home you were in an Arbroath for your burial. She said, did anything happen to you, right? And she was delaying me answering that social worker. Because at that meeting, my son said to me, you fucking gay, Dad.
Oh, Jesus.
Can I much that fucking heart?
Horrendous.
Why the fuck did five people mention that in front of my bedroom, Kelly?
I've been saying stuff like that since we saw.
Fucking ridiculous, isn't it? The only time that I ever mentioned.
I'm not crying, man. Are you just here aware of the issues with drugs, Paul?
I definitely have.
Are you still on substances or are you off?
Yeah, still on. But for different reasons, though.
Okay.
I fucked with it, I've got MS, eh?
You've got MS?
Yep, and the only drug I get for MS is vitamin D, something like that. So, anyway, that's really short. I'm spending about 150 quid a week on grass. No problem to get high for pain. But I take speed to get out of it,
yeah.
But it's really bad. I've cut it in half the amount of speed I've been taking.
Was it drug abuse always? Cannabis or was it?
When I went to start taking heroin because my best pal was telling me to sell it.
Okay.
I took that for about 18 months and I was signing when I stopped taking that and somebody gave me a bag of speed one day. And I got to that and it was like, you're from normal. I felt brilliant. But then I wrote the book in ADHD and adults.
Just catching up on each item. And arms really well on caffeine, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, and GP's aware of your issues with?
She has lied.
Did you go to any sort of addiction charities or anything like that? Are you being referred to any of them?
A long time ago.
Okay.
I'd like to cheer it up and I got into a bunch of years ago.
Say that again, buddy, sorry.
I was actually training to be a jockey for years ago.
Ah, nice.
I can't really answer it, I just did a lot. I just couldn't say because I'm shooting there.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've had issues with you're probably the best place to help these kids, aren't you?
Yeah. I think we've got a couple of times, dude. In 1997 and 1998, I went to Connor. To a place in Lee Mills, and I was there for two years. But I took a massive overdose in that room, you know.
You took an overdose? What was that intentional, was it?
Deliberate. And I've got a massive like, warm off my tablet. I get gabapentin for my pain, for my carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
And I get 336 a day a month. The average, when I first started taking them, I was lying in the bath one night. I wasn't intending this was the day. But I had 85 one night.
Wow.
And my youngest lady, she found me in the bath. So then I lost the shot. She phoned me and went to the hospital, and I told the hospital I took 15 carbapentin.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we went up to McDonald's and I've got on a burger then, mate. I was like, Steph, I hate to get out here and I'm going to shoot. She went to the bus stop and she can't leave me, I just said, she was watching me slide down the bus shelter. I just collapsed the bus out of it.
Yeah.
I said, come here, I'm like, and then 6 years later I woke up and there's my mum standing above me going to murder me.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. But the fact that my dad had to find me, yeah, that's horrible.
So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to get some details from you, I'm going to get your GP details, and I'll get the details of the hospital, and also the detox centre that you're in, if that's okay.
Hi.
So can I get your GP details, please, Paul?
It's Dr. Emma Henning, H-E-N-N-I-N-G.
Hey, you're going to have to give me that again, buddy, sorry.
Dr. Emma Henin, Hotel Echo, November. And what November is called?
What's the practice details, please?
Nureg Surgery at NUIREBGE Surgery, Merlin Crescent, Dickinson, KY81, Hotel Hewitt.
Oh, wow. I'm going to Google it, make sure I've got a drink. Knowledge Surgery, yeah?
Hewitt Surgery, KY81 Hotel Golf.
Yeah.
No, Juliet, sorry. Juliet.
Juliet, yeah.
Oh, exactly. Drive for John.
Maryland Crescent.
Yep. I've just had the five again. It was incredible.
Five again, don't worry.
I'll be stuck in the bathroom, couldn't get back out.
Jesus, you okay?
I just couldn't get back out. My occupational therapist took my basket away from me.
Yeah.
And she took the basket and did the blow to her away from me. So now I have to fall in and out my basket and I land on her. Straight in my seat for the canoe. Then I had to call up for the toilet. Then I had to call up for the toilet here. And then climb up the toilet.
Why did you take your umbrella away from me?
Yeah, she didn't give me a hug in the bath. She gave me a bath last night, and I got a brand new shirt I had last year. And everything in the month old that popped up, the water coming out was the chiller, it was 126 degrees centigrade.
Oh my god.
That's hotter than boiling water.
You're getting cooked in the shower.
I'm still in a little special, so I've got 420 stairs to climb her. And I need to fall in and out the bath. So, I'm sure we've got a fair amount of that. See with Emma, but I've got a post in the sector. I've been pissing it. So, she finished the basket and I belonged to the side people. And I had another one down in my living room that belonged to my beautiful neighbour.
Yeah.
She took that as well. Then a month later, she came out to sign my life away. Say that I was me. So she put that as a two-fix. I've never been fixed. I'm not sure my initials are just, like, taking effect. In 2018. So I had to sign letters, so if anything happened to me, it's 5 pieces, it's not a really just over there. And but eventually I came out and she did my bass seat, my bass lift. This bass lift is so fucking heavy, I can't even pick it up between the bass.
Oh my god.
So you go to the bass 3 or 4 times, it goes black and slimy.
Yeah.
Do you know what she said to me? She kept my partner in the corner, who's a single mum with 3 bairns, right, and works. She said, get the farm, she's going to come in between the bathroom.
Oh.
That's heavy, that's the question. Did I actually spoke to you through the house?
Didn't you get home
house
to
clean? No, that's just a friend.
No, when you get a home house.
We're trying this. We've got our care package in the roof that we've gone to work. And I've stuck to get new reviews.
No, oh, okay. So you're
kind of looking
with the
penis side of them, don't you? I could show me, man, if I could hate them. But then I bet this wee Irish social worker, my father's shooting in the corner. When I got 0 points in an NS, he kicked back all my benefits.
Yeah.
So I had no food stamp to go to the food bank, right? So I phoned Susan my dear, I said, Susan, can I get on a penalty so I can go to the food bank? She said, maybe I'm skint. So then Susan's boyfriend, Dan, he gave me it. I walked in my front door after I got the food back, my phone goes, add to the phone. Mr. Theo, today, the French social worker had the points for the damn pass, I'm for you. I say, that's the phone, I phone Susan, I said, you fucking witch.
I'm serious.
Adult social work is totally different from child social work. And you see this, the Irish social worker, she's absolutely fucking amazing, I think. She's 2 or 5 year old, the Irish, that's it, she's 1 below getting a degree. And she just qualified at the end of last year. Absolutely. Yeah. Fucking brilliant, you know.
Oh, amazing. That's cool.
So I bossed her about 3 weeks ago and asked her to give us, like, ask the questions about Bethany.
Yeah.
That lassie is going to be fucking back with 5 social work soon. She's so fucking clever for them.
That's cool.
One of these. Oh, she's absolutely fucking amazing. I got a bunch of hours before Christmas time. And I thank you to her. Anyway, she's going to work outside the office waiting my taxi come in. She goes, Paul, there's nothing romantic about this thing. Beth, my bairns are younger and older than you.
Yeah. How old
are you? She's 25, just brand new, qualified, one away from being like a professor. That's a degree you need to become a professor, eh?
Yeah, that's a PhD, huh?
So she's one below that. But she gets the price of 1 pound herself, eh? Because I think that's what you got for it, because that cost too much money.
No,
that's not fucking amazing, you lucky.
Can I see the hospital, Paul, like you took your overdose and you admitted to, please?
The last overdose I took was at speed. But, like I said, I stole a bottle of methadone.
Yeah.
So while my parents used that, I had to put it back because there were loads of bottles in the cupboard there. But I've got a safe, so I'm going to give my parents a safe to keep my tablets from there. I'll be sure to fulfill.
No. Well, if I take the ones that you took on the tablets that you took, let's take that one to the hospital before you went there.
Do you know something? There's one there, last year I could remember, I had this shape, right, and I phoned the board for surgery to tell them to cancel off from the medical for the mum. The answer is at the back of the chat. I woke up on the bathroom floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's effort showing up at night, right? I fell backwards into the bath.
Yeah.
And she threw it down, and I'd been running for 6 o'clock at night. Right, so I ended up upside down in the bath, and I must have leaned down and grabbed my phone and pressed my front button 5 times, and I phoned 999.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been seeing this post, and I gave her the details of my wee brother who died 3 years ago. I gave my wee brother's date of birth. My mum's old address in McDuffie where I stayed as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
I've been at his birth. My mum's postcode, everything's perfect. But anyway, I must have been in the bank that he'd had. Because she kept calling Brian Steele, right? So anyway, next thing, found me right to the door. So I had to crawl to the front door to open the door. And this postcode kept calling me, calling Brian Steele. Right, she kept calling me Brian Steele. She's like, Brian, calm down. So I've seen my hammer lying the floor, so I picked my hammer up and I went to throw it off my dick next to my neighbour's door.
Yeah.
Then anyway, 5 minutes seen the hammer, right, so they started running and saying, you spread this, your hammer, spread this, your hammer. So when I threw the hammer against my next to my neighbour's door, I bounced back and skipped me right in the head. What did I do? Oh. Right after. I picked the hammer up and I started skipping myself in the head.
Jeez.
maybe 5 or 6 times. Then I tried to pick myself up. I slipped, and I fucking heat butted the edge of the door with metal fucking like things in the front of it. And since then, I've been every time I close my eyes, I'm lying in my bed, and I'm moving my bed, turn around, and I start getting all dizzy and feel sick.
And then that's
weeks ago. Like when they see me hitting myself with a hammer, they should have put me up for a fucking cat scan, at least.
Yeah.
That set him. And the same thing, I took an overdose. I told the doctor I took an overdose. Deliberate overdose. And she went and spoke to her boss. Come back. She said, "Ah, you're free. Go, Paul."
She might
be lucky. That would be like, that was
No, that's not.
Because to me, that's the way you would say it,
Alex. Can I take your set up, please, buddy? That you were admitted to?
Take the what, sorry?
Hospital that you were admitted to on there where you took the overdose on the tablet?
Victoria Hospital, before, yeah.
Victoria Hospital, what?
Yep.
In Dunblane?
No, Kirkcaldy. Just Victoria Hospital.
Family?
No, that's Kirkcaldy.
Tell you what, that's a bit in your ladder together.
K-I-R-K.
C-A-L-D-Y.
And I'm still going to get a higher rate of prep to get a bullet shooter.
Yeah? You still don't?
Yeah, I've appealed it 3 times and I've chucked traffic 3 times in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And I had to send it to tribunals. And the tribunal gave me back the low rate. I can't even walk to the shop. I can't even walk to the shop. I used to take 5 minutes to go to the shop. It takes me over an hour to get to the shop back now. I'm kind of glad the shop came through because I'm allowed to go to the toilet in the shop there.
Yeah.
Thank you for your handy.
Details for you, buddy. The Victoria Hospital. I've got it there. And we'll see what date you're here in there.
Maybe the bullet messages. But when it's time, I should walk this message. The 20th of February.
What date?
The 20th, 2 years ago.
Yeah, sorry. What year? Sorry, Paul. My fault.
This year.
So 2026, you're in there, yeah?
Yep. Aye.
Oh, wow. Okay. And the, you said the detox centre that you were in, Mr. Steele?
Say that again?
You said you were in the detox centre.
Well, that was in 97 and 98.
Okay. Can I take the details of that for you?
Yeah, that's the opening of the other bit. There's a review village called Remill in Plymouth.
Down south?
Aye, Plymouth. And they leave here and it was like about 8 hours on the train. And that train must have stopped at every stop between here and there.
Okay. I tell you what, I'm sure I'll leave that one for now. So I'll write to your GP. I'll also write to, obviously, the hospital in totality. I'll write to the social services.
Do you want my social worker's phone number?
Have I got what, sorry?
Do you want my social worker's phone number?
Why not? What's the name, please?
Beth Vance.
A second.
Bethany Vance. V-A-N-C-E.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's
07760.
07760. Yeah.
85 4117.
117. Okay. Perfect. So I think we're just familiar with safer than that.
Yeah, she's fighting like fuck from there, that'd be like a
56. Okay. So when I get your information back, or any information back from Vice, do you want me to share that information I get with you, Paul?
I do have a need to.
Okay. And also to you.
I know, I definitely the same. She didn't even have to ask me in there, I just tell her, Beth, do you think it's going to hit me? She did that.
Oh, okay. So what we're going to do, Paul, is when we get back into our lawyers, into the law firm, I'll send you copies of everything. We'll go through it together, you and I. We'll make sure that you're happy with the evidence that we've collated. We'll go through your statements of the Dale School. Make sure everything's in there that you're happy with. We'll also
then and that lot of lawyer. See, I'm doubting my family.
Okay.
Let me get my. I gave a statement to the Shout Division Friday in Scotland in 2015.
Okay.
Do you want me to get a copy of that file for you?
Yes, please.
Right, I'll do that later on. Because the last I got one not long ago for the High Court, my case was up in July last year, in front of Moody Smith.
Thank you.
When I first gave the statement to Shelby Spinney, I ended up hanging myself to that, okay? So now, I didn't even read the statement to anyone. I'm going to give it to Beth, and then I give it back, I can't find it.
Well, Beth, I just
read it.
Okay, so I'll write that.
Then I set it on fire.
Okay, so we'll go through all the information together, you and I. I'll get that information from you. From the evidence that you gave in the child abuse inquiry. I'll also write and speak to Beth as well. Just get a lot of information I can get from her. What we'll then do, Paul, is once all the information's here, we've gone through it together, you and I, we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress. That's where we submit our whole case.
Which is have you heard that company called... what's the company called? Now? Have you ever heard the Moira Sweeney lawyers in Glasgow?
No, sir.
I gave them a statement about 2 years ago.
Okay.
I've never ever heard them back from.
No, never heard of them. Nothing to do with us. Were they looking to take you through a civil route, or was it through the Scottish Redress?
I think it was civil. Because what the boy came up with a statement, he said that they put hundreds of claims at a time.
Yeah. So they would have been looking to take you through the, a criminal court case, if you like, through the civil. We're not looking to do that. And the fact that they haven't come back after 2 years means they must have run out of funding.
Have you heard the Digby Brown?
I heard the Digby Brown, yeah.
I spoke to Digby Brown because they were the leading lawyers at first. They told me I had to prove in court, right? Well, that social worker didn't mean because I was 9-year-old.
Yeah.
I gave that statement in 2015. How the fuck am I supposed to prove that book?
Yeah, of course. The beauty of
you have the copy.
The beauty of what we're doing now with the Scottish Redress is it's not a court process. The likelihood is there's been loads of complaints about this social worker or this social services or this time that you were at. Couple that with your statements and also, your evidence of mental health issues after your time in care. The likelihood is you'll get paid out anyway. We don't need to prove what has happened to you. We don't need to prove you were there at the time.
I've got my social work files to teacher parties.
So you've got your social work files?
Aye, right. And you see where I've got my social trials to teach your parties. Right, it says place of care, number 7. Reason for care, number 28. Yeah.
Okay.
Falls in care for him. He's getting used to the heat breaking. This is basically.
Yeah. When
we don't get the evidence I'm looking for, and what we'll do when it comes back into the business is we'll compare evidence to what you've got and what I've got, and we'll go through it together. Make sure we're covering all of our bases. The evidence that they may give you as an individual may be different to what they give me as a law firm.
There is no code book. What is number 7? You wrote this number 29 in there. They write the statement saying, Paul is in jail because he's getting used to break up the movies,
can you? There's no code on the relating to the code you were given now.
Say that again, Michael?
So there's no code, no key, no record.
No, it's just numbers.
Yeah,
of course. And no code books to find out how you break it, can you?
Yeah, of course. All right, well, let me go and get the evidence for you, Paul. It's going to take me anywhere up to 10 months just to gather that evidence. What we'll then do is, obviously, like I said, we'll go through it together. You show me yours, I'll show you mine. Kind of scenario. You show me your evidence, I'll send you mine. We'll go through it together and make sure that we're covering all bases. And then we'll do the final submission to the Scottish Visa, along with your medical records and your mental health history and your drug abuse history, your suicide attempts. It just paints a picture, and actually a picture of all of what happened to you in care has had a massive effect on you as an adult.
It was just a total lie because nobody knew about it apart from Auntie. Because Auntie was going, she went, my mum and dad, they didn't got a clue. My mum thinks it was because of the batter in the home and built it.
Yeah.
And she said that statement, I'm going to tell her this. But it's not the sort of thing I want lying about the house, because, if a fool said, put it in my house, shoot again.
Yeah.
So it's not the sort of thing I want reading about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me, Paul, about what I'm going to do? How I'm going to do it for you?
That bit. Could you text me your company's address?
Yeah, of course.
And I'll get that boy for the High Court. I'll get him just to post that show, don't you? So then I'll
see what I'll do. I'll get one of our team send you out an envelope addressed to you with a return stamped address envelope in it. So you can just pop it in and send it back to me if that's okay.
Well, he's quite short the boy at High Court. He would just post it straight to you, I can have your address.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
Then I'll get that from you,
yeah. Yeah, I'll text you for my number, or I'll email you. Let's see what email I've got on there.
So that you're going to be with me till I finish it then?
I'm going to walk you right through to the end, Paul.
Right, because see, that and doctors, every time you go to doctors, you have to explain time and time again,
It's going to be me walking you through, nobody.
I think that's the best, is it?
What do you like?
Can I keep you forever?
I've got PCL83 at Gmail, is that okay?
Do you have my Gmail address, not?
psteel033@gmail.com.
That is right.
Okay. Well, I'll do is I'll email you our company details and our company address, and you just email or send me the any information you've got, and we'll go through it.
Cheers.
Okay, Paul?
That's fine.
Yes, sir. Just so you know, Paul, once you do the submission, the final submission, you're going to wait what's called a panel date. Put a panel of individuals inside the Scottish Redress for joint or preside over a case. It's all done behind closed doors, so it's not like a children's panel you may have been through before. It's all done behind closed doors, buddy. But then we notify Paul of obviously the decision with hopefully a recognition of what's happened here and also an offer of financial compensation, Mr. Steele.
Cheers.
It's okay,
The fact that he actually screwed that into my mouth, he's wrong me all the time,
Let me try and get you, we're going to put that in your covering letter, we're going to put that in your statement.
That when he came out that meeting that day, he said, you fucking gay. Then, on the 4th of August 2008, every time I said my phone had been drawn away, I'm thinking about the chair, batter them or whatever. I'd get them back then, anyway, right, after this meeting. He went and phoned the police and said, I've been sent for abusing them.
Oh, God.
If somebody wants to do that and pull up here, everything you want to do, if you tell them you've been touching it, you know the
matter.
And then he's been 7.5 years in jail for attempted murder.
He had it.
Yep. Fucking hell, mate, all I wanted was for him to come out of work, because what I'm looking to be in
there.
You can't destiny them, you don't want it to be like...
No.
You can't, like... It could be better than you were, eh?
Of course.
I mean,
100%.
That's where he was 16-year-old, he spent about 8 years in jail, maybe?
He spent 8 years there?
He spent about 8 years in jail since he was 16, and he's been 7.5 years removed from attempted murder.
Jesus.
I went and seen his wee boy last year, so he's got a wee boy here.
Yeah.
He met his from Jim. He spoke to the boy's sister one day. He ended up in a phone number, phoned her, started talking and he's moved in with
her. Ah, okay.
But I seen him happen again last year, eh?
Yeah.
Right, Paul, before I go, I just want to make sure you fully understand that.
Good.
Cheers.
Right. Cheers. That's good, you've got my money's reviews, Michael.
Yeah, I know, I'm happy. Thank you, Paul, just before I go, I just want to make sure that you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there available to you. I need to run you through it on this. Before the call for, as our, you know, our fees here, yeah.
I thought, do you want to say something to that? I want
it. I'll run through it with you, and then if you've got any questions, you can ask me them. So just to let you know, Paul, that you can actually apply to the Scottish redress yourself. You don't need the help of a law firm. That would obviously entail, if you wish to, is gathering your own evidence and submitting and creating your own case. That's an option for you, and it's also then obviously then hoping, crossing your fingers, that you get a fair crack of the whip from the Scottish Government. And that's an option for you. Option C, Paul, is there are other law firms out there that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress, but won't take any fees, or don't charge you any fees. The reason they don't charge you any fees is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government. As part of the government legal fee scheme where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client win, loses or draws that case. Now, as a fellow law firm, Paul, I can't legally go into and discuss, you know, what those law firms would do for you, or probably more importantly, what they don't do for you, Paul. All I can tell you is that we as a law firm, we don't participate in the government legal fee scheme. We don't get paid or take handouts of £2,000 per client, and we definitely don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either. What we do is enter into a fully impartial private fee agreement with yourself on a no-win, no-fee contract, in which our fees are capped at 20%, inclusive of all VAT. And it's also obviously on us to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best possible chance. Our fees are capped at 20% because of the VAT, what that means. So no matter how much time, effort and work goes into your case, you will never pay us more than 20%, inclusive of VAT. On the flip side, Paul, the no-fee side of the no-win, no-fee, because you've been through such emotional hardship because of your time and care, obviously created mental health issues and drug addiction issues, we will never put you under financial pressure if we're unsuccessful with it. So if we don't get you any compensation for it, you won't pay us any money.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Teal?
First, right?
Yes, do you understand those three options I've just given you?
Yeah.
And are you happy to continue with your case?
Yeah, that's exactly what was up here.
Yeah. Are you happy for me to continue with your case, Paul?
Of course, yes.
Yeah. So you know, Paul, you signed documentation with us on the 25th of March, which is your no-win, no-fee agreement. You have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period, which means you can change your mind anything up to 14 days and walk away, which runs out on the 8th of, which is tomorrow, isn't it? 8th of April. If you're unaware of the 14-day cooling off period, pull out and restart that from today. Or alternatively... Alternatively, if you're happy with us as your lawyers, happy with our fees, and just happy for us to crack on, you have the right to waive the 14-day cooling off period, and we can get started on your case, Mr. Steele, but that's entirely up to you. Happy to waive the 14-day, Paul.
That's what I don't invent, then we can do.
I'll email you the company details, for patients and any information over to us, and you've got my number now, so if you need me for anything, give me a call.
Right, Michael, let's do that as you were to the bend.
Yeah, same as me, please, Paul.
Michael. Cheers, Michael.
Thanks, Paul. Lovely speaking
to you. Thank you.
Bye now.